As we move into our time of prayer, I'd like to lift up a few joys and concerns that have been shared with us throughout this week. Joys, Jim and Judy Lederach will be celebrating their 58th wedding anniversary on January 19th, so we celebrate with Jim and Judy and their family. And over the course of this week, Jane Keim, Bob Fritz, and Jerry Linderman have all celebrated birthdays, so we give thanks and celebrate with Jane and Bob and Jerry. A few concerns. Last week, we asked that you surrounded Den Elman with prayers as he anticipated surgery, and now we ask that you surround him with prayers as he recovers from that surgery, having had that on Friday. We also keep in our prayers Bill Wenner, who is home after a brief stay in the hospital this past week. Knowing, of course, that we all come to a time of prayer with our own joys and concerns on our hearts and minds, I invite you to bring those forward to mind now, and join me in a spirit of prayer. God, as we sit in a time set aside for worship, it's hard to keep all of our thoughts set aside. We are wrestling with doubts and fears. We are looking for answers. We are waiting. We are hoping against hope. We are seeking strength. We long for the comfort of routine and the joy of normal. We long for healed bodies, clearer minds, for relief, for a sense of safety, for a hug from a friend. The Psalms speak of living on a diet of tears, and how very real that feels some days. We are hungry, God. Fill us with the breath of life. Fill us with thankful hearts, with peace. Fill us with calmness, with courage, and most of all, with the knowledge of your presence. We know that you are present in the midst of every joy we feel and in times of deep concern. We ask that you help us to be present in all that surrounds us, even when it's hard. There are many we know and love, and those we have never met, who are ill. We ask, O God, that you surround them with your strong, healing presence. Grant wisdom to those who need answers to difficult questions. Grant hope to those who despair, and friendship to those who feel lonely. Most of all, God, may we know the great love you have for each one of us. You know the hairs on our head. You count each beat of our heart. You knit us together when we were being formed. You know our getting up and our lying down. You are familiar with all our ways. There is no place we can hide from you. You were there at our beginning, and you will be with us through the end. May we not lose sight of your constant care. We look to you, O God, to be present in our communities, and in our country, and in our world. Continue to show us how we at St. John's can be a part of your work in the world. Teach us day by day how we can grow deeper in faith, show up in boldness, draw the circle even wider, and become more and more a reflection of your Son. God bless the work of our hands, and that which we offer from our hearts, not only what we give of our money, but also the gift of our time, our talents, and our hearts, the gift of offering who you have created each of us to be to this community. All of these things we pray, all the prayers spoken and unspoken, in Christ's name, amen.
Friends, as you prepare to go on with your day to address whatever may need to be addressed, remember, you are both known and loved by the God who fashioned you fearfully and wonderfully. That is no small thing, but with that comes a challenge to listen for that God and to live in a way that imitates the God who created us. So I challenge you. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit. And as you do, may God's light surround you. May God's love enfold you. May God's power protect you. And may God's peace sustain you, now and always. Amen.